Good morning, Interbit fans, and welcome. July Day, Grey Wolf, Saturday the 4th of July, 12 race program, first race is quarter to 12, 23 pentrometer, 2 meter spur. The false rail is going to cut off at the entrance to the straight, which means that the horses on the outside are going to have to get wide to get a run. And big fields, take a note of the draws. First race, class 4, 1,600 meters, 750,000 expected in the jackpot, and we're going to go for this jackpot. Polly, so let's look at the course and distance horses, and I love Town Crier. Course and distance, 3 runs, 1 win, 1 place. Moodley's ridden it 4 times for a couple of wins. Got to go into everything. Somers Stern's the favorite, number 10. Will it go on the Polly? That's a question. A really tricky draw 10 to get over. Palace of Practice, a lot of talk about this horse who's a maiden. Apparently, they think it can win. But I'd put in Dubai Dude before that one. That's drawn 12. He won extremely well on the Polly. So that should suffice for race 1. Race 2, Bipot. Expecting 750,000 as well for the Bipot. B Stakes, 1,600 meters. Please Be True, one of the bets of the day, number 3. Third run, will it go on the Polly? If it goes on the Polly, it should be able to doddle this. Rollo the Viking, number 2, is a danger. Grand Occasion loves the course and distance. And the Polly, that's number 4, should go really well. 6, Green Globe, third run after a rest. 7, World of Our Own, won 4 races on the Polly. Course and distance, 6-2-1, Zach Lloyd rides. Nice to see him in action. Capsaicin, number 10. Pace, third run, got a chance, and then Sundance Kid. Don't leave this horse out of anything. He might get to the front and be able to dictate, and certainly Rachel will try and get him there, and she rides him well. Course and distance, 8-3-5, which is phenomenal. Race 3, 2200, it's a July consolation. Place accumulator, they're expecting 2.5 million in the place accumulator. I don't know how we're going to get that. Tintin's your favorite, and I see no value in this horse at all. Will he stay? That's the question. He's by Rafifa out of Captain Ellesmere. I can't see it. I like Magic Verse, number 3. I think this is the right horse in the race. Very good form. And to me, another banker on the card. 5, Emil Zunu Dongdu Dunduma. Got good form. Would go into your player as well. As well as Field Marshal, who now gets ridden by Fortune and run on last twice. Otto Lakin won last year this race, course and distance, 1 from 1 for Reeve or Crawford. Don't leave him out of your play. Race 4, first leg of the pick 6, 2 million carryover, they're expecting 10 million. Master Redoute, number 3. This is the each way of the day, Master Redoute. Third run, absolutely ready, everything in his favor. Put in 4 holding thumbs, third run after a rest, and he stays extremely well. Shoot the Rapids, got to have a chance, got very good form. And the favorite is ahead of the facts, number 10. Third run, very good form, and looks like the one they've all got to beat. If you're looking for a roughie, maybe Son of Raj will come back to a bit of form. So I'm going to actually put him in as my big roughie of the day in pick 6. Race 5, Golden Slipper, Grade 2. I thought it was 3 horses or the field. 3, Royal Tiara, runs on extremely well and looks well-placed in this race. But looks held by LSB Toikas, number 7. But I'm not sure that it won't reverse the form on the draw changes. Didn't have the best of the draw last time. The talk is for 10, Ocean Mistress. Ran on last, improved. Compression mask fitted today. That might help it. 13, Palace of Avernia. Maybe from a very wide draw. Race 6, Golden Horseshoe, 1,400 meters. 1 Vibe Check is a favorite and the one they're all going to have to beat for 1. He's got pace, this horse. He's got 2 very good wins behind his name, and I think he'll go really well. The horse he beat last time, Casagnoni, he had no luck last time. I think he's very good, Casagnoni. He goes into all my play. But the horse I picked out as the best 2-year-old in South Africa when he won his first race was St. Harry. So he goes into everything too. That's number 11, St. Harry. Apparently he's fit and well. He hasn't run since January. So let's see if Musket's got him ready. 12, Prayers and Promises, also worth putting in with 7, Red Spice and 2, the Cullinan. Race 7, July. Well, you know my thoughts on this. I'm going regulation. If he's got chinks in the armor, maybe 1, Isivanivani. 7, Wishlist, the filly who looks like the best filly in the country. 9, Viva's Liberté, pacey horse. He might be the front runner. The two fillies are the finds of the race. Mocha Blend, 13, who looks very, very well placed. Third run after a rest. Everything in her favor. And she's useful, this filly, the way she won the Summer Cup. You don't win the Summer Cup from last unless you're good. And then Olivia's Way, expect her to run in the first 6. I think that she's a bet for the first 6. Choice Sonata sneaked in. Curious Girl stays all day. They look like the main players if anything's going to beat Regulation. Race 8, Garden Province, 1,600 meters. Well, very difficult to go against double Grand Slam. She should win. I'm going to put a quick step into everything. And on collateral form, through Mon Petit Cheri, definitely got a chance. Race 9, Merchants, difficult. In order of number, not preference, 3, Princess of Gore, very good form, course and distance, 1 from 1, goes into everything. 6, Tenango, this horse has been off form, but look for big improvement. 8, Speedman, the 3-year-old, who knows how good he is, the money's come for him. Looks like he's got a problem with 1, Colfoot at the weight. 9, Buffalo Storm Cody. He's had 19 runs, 10 wins in 7 places. You can't fault that type of form. He's got a lump top weight from draw 9. That's not going to be easy. 11, 1 on Vegas. Now, the point is this horse only gets 4 kilos from Buffalo Storm Cody, but he looks like the ownership elect and will go well. I think 13, Cafe Culture. Last run was extremely good in the Golden Horseshoe. Cat's Pajamas, look for him as a bit of a roughie. And then Future Variety gets into the race. That's number 15. With Van der Merwe on off a good draw, he loves this course and distance, should go really well. Race 10, 1,600 listed race. I thought Better Man was the player of the race. 10 to 1, third run after a rest, everything in his favor, will go really well. Green Gateway. This horse gets a mile. He should do the way he's bred. He looks like a big, big player, and I'm putting him into everything as well. There's talk about Captain West with the Cox stable. Got Cape form, he might improve quite a lot. Pay the Palace gets blinkers, and on collateral form with Better Man, got to go really well here. So I expect him to be in the play. And then Forward Motion, ignore its last run, gets Michaela McKell, will race from up there, I would have thought. Could be difficult to peg back. Land of the Rising Sun, 15, another one that gets in through the scratchings, and Yeni gets the leg up. Race 11, middle stakes, fillies and mares, they got 1,200 meters. 3, Buttercup Baby is my each-way play of the day, my other each-way play of the day. I think she'll go really well. She loves the course and distance. 5, 2, 1. Rachel loves her, won 4 and run 3 places on her. She shows a lot of pace, Buttercup Baby. She's well drawn at 3. She's going to be right in the mixture. Anchorage have taken the blinkers off. Will she go on the poly? Remember, this is a poly race. So what will they go on the poly? Because his last run wasn't too bad. Warrior Royale, another one worth including. Your favorite in the race is Captain Selvi. She's another one that's got to go on the poly. All in all, quite difficult, and that's why I've gone for Buttercup Baby as a player. I think she'll give you a great run for your money. Race 12, finish off with a poly, 1,200 meters. 4 horses. Claire de Lune, number 6. The horses have all got a beat. Wedding Vow got in as a reserve. Fortune now gets a border drawn 8. 2 very good wins on the poly. Izibulo, number 14. There's another one that got in, and Lorena gets the leg up on it. And then if you're looking for a bit of a roughie, why not One Path? This filly won extremely well on the poly quite a long time ago. Expect her to go well. I hope this has given you a good idea of how to put together your pick sixes and all the exotics. They're the ones that are going to pay, and I think they'll either pay a hell of a lot of money or all the favorites will arrive. I'm expecting a lot of money. Have a great day. From me, James Goodman. Till tomorrow, enjoy.